Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. All right, now let's get to Matt Mayer. He is president of the Buckeye Institute for Public Policy Solutions. Matt, good to talk to you again this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joel.
Sure thing. We got a 2010 report out, State of the State, two decades of weak job growth and skyrocketing government costs pose daunting challenges for Ohioans. It seems pretty gloomy, is it?
Yeah, it is pretty gloomy. I mean, when you look at the data, you know, we focus so much on the last couple of years, but when we look back all the way for the last 19 years, you know, what you see is, you know, Ohio's been lagging behind for over two decades now in terms of job growth. And when we had a booming time in the 90s, we didn't boom as much as most of the other states. And when we had a bust here of late, we've busted far more severely than everybody but Michigan. So it's pretty ugly.
It does seem amazing that we consistently lag behind. What are the things that keep us from achieving better?
Well, a couple of key things. One, we have a tax structure broadly in the state that puts us, or in the state that puts us at the seventh highest state and local tax burden in the country. So we have a heavy tax burden on our people. Secondarily, our business climate is one of the bottom three. So we have a terrible business climate in Ohio for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and even big corporations. And as a result, you know, you see weak job growth. You see people leaving all the time. You see businesses moving out like NCR. And then, of course, we are a right-to-work. We're not a right-to-work state, which means we're forced unionization. And that is another thing that keeps businesses from coming here or expanding, because the cost of labor and the inflexibility of work rules because of the unions create a hamstring. And you see that with the closing of the Marine Assembly and other key manufacturing facilities here.
Yeah, when you pile all that together, and one of the things that you've done in your paper is the change in employment over the last 8 years in 10 key industries. What are those industries, and what are the changes?
Well, the big losses really have come, not surprisingly, in manufacturing, construction, mining and logging, and surprisingly, information. But we've also lost ground in financial activities. We've lost ground in some of the other sectors. And the only two areas where we've had a little bit of good news was leisure and hospitality and in health and education. But, you know, the problem with that is, you know, health and education is government cost-driven, and leisure and hospitality tends to be low wage. So, you know, we really need to figure out how to grow businesses in those other areas, professional services, things like that, which we just haven't done an effective job over the last two decades. So this is not a Ted Strickland problem. I mean, he has the problem now, but he inherited a mess. I mean, he really did.
So when you look at that and the focus nationally, statewide, countywide, townshipwide is jobs, 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 what are the changes that need to be made? What can we do to retain our best and brightest and attract people from outside the state confines to get this engine chugging?
Three key things. I think, one, we have got to get to a point where we reform our overall tax structure in the state so that we're not such a burden on our businesses and individuals. Two, we've got to become more business-friendly. I mean, we've got to move away from this 1950s mentality of protecting the unions and really move towards a competitive global economy. And three, we've got to rein in the cost of government. And we are paying, as the report says, you know, and the thing I like about the report is it has a profile in all 88 counties. So each county has its own page. But what you see there is, in 87 out of 88 counties, federal workers in the county make more than their private sector neighbor. In 85 out of 88 counties, state workers make more than their private sector neighbors. And in 57 out of 88 counties, local workers make more than their private sector neighbors. That is an unsustainable burden on Ohio taxpayers.
I know some people that were recently, this past weekend, down for township leader meetings here in Columbus. And one of the things that they told me that, frankly, is kind of spooking them out is it looks like the government is trying to add more layers of bureaucracy and consolidate on that low level. Is that adding to the problem, do you think?
Well, I have to tell you, that seems to be somewhat of a protectionist mentality. I mean, the reality is Ohio, I believe, has the third most levels of government taxing jurisdictions in the entire country, okay, which is why we have such a high tax burden. I mean, the reality is we probably need to really think, Indiana's looking at this and other states are, about consolidating levels of government so that we don't have so many overlapping jurisdictions, from school districts to townships, villages, cities, counties. I mean, you name it. We just have an awful lot out there, and those are just political lines that we drew 200 years ago that we still have, and sometimes it doesn't make sense to keep those things.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that as far as the expenditure goes. Matt, always a pleasure, and we appreciate the info.
Yeah, great, great talking to you.
All right, that's Matt Mayer. He is president of the Buckeye Institute for Public Policy Solutions. 111 pages, State of the State, 2 decades of weak job growth and skyrocketing government costs pose daunting challenges for Ohioans. It's a meaty read, for sure. And interesting, too, I mentioned the township deal. Seems to me if you wanted to really trim cost, and this is just me talking, that you would cut at some of the higher levels and keep the lower levels, who tend to be more responsive on that local level, in place. And maybe because that's I'm a little guy talking on behalf of little guys, but it makes sense from my perspective anyway.